Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everyone. This is the Phenomenal Woman, and the host is Sylvia Nichols. I'm so happy to be here today because I have this great opportunity. I'm going to say prayer now. Dear God, I come before you thanking you for the opportunity to share my thoughts with others on the Phenomenal Woman. As I speak today, I pray that I will say something that might encourage someone to look at themselves because we are all phenomenal. Thank opportunity, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our scripture that I looked at for today is the beginning of woman in Genesis chapter 2. I will start with verse 18, which says, I will start with verse 20b. 20b says, I tell you what, I'm getting a little off on this. I'm on the wrong page. Sorry about that, y'all. 18, Genesis 18, the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground the other animals, the birds, and he gave man the authority to name them. But Adam needed a suitable helper. Now to verse 21. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. Amazing. God created woman. This is the only full account of the creation of woman. That's Genesis chapter 2, verses 18, 20b to 23. Today, I'm going to look at some comments that the phenomenal woman Maya Angelou said at some point. And I'm going to discuss some of those points. Is what women have to remember, where we came from. All right. Maya came from, and she, in her own words, says, woman has held together our greatest institutions, the family and the church. Maya says she had come out of the fields of Alabama, out of the Mississippi Delta, out of the deserts of Texas. She had been creative and constantly taking chances. She took chances, not racehorse chances, to negotiate her path. We have come from the world. We have lived in many different ways in different parts of the world. For me, I came out of South Carolina. I came out in the early 40s, and you know, there have been many things that have affected my life since the 40s. There was the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, to 2020, 2021, on up to 2024. So I've been here a long time, and I have experienced a lot of things. I remember that my family generated from the South and ended up in South Carolina, both my paternal and maternal parents' background was from South Carolina. Also, I want us to know that we need to remember where we came from. All of us have different routes that we've come, and we've come because somebody made the way better for us. And that had to be phenomenal women, especially for us. To be a woman, we have to embrace ideas that liberate us, that make us bigger, finer, stronger, more courageous, more generous, more merciful. So in my life, a person that did that for me was my mother. My mother taught me many things, but the one thing that has affected my life in a big way is persevere. When I was a little girl, my mother went back to college. She had to go in the summers, so we had to stay with grandparents, my sister, brother, and brothers. And that meant that she had to designate things for us to do while she was gone, to make sure that we behaved in the life. But what she did was take four summers going back to school to get a degree. She had gone to college and taken 2 years, and then she fell in love and got married. And then we came along, the children. But she was determined to get that degree. My father and his mother and father, my grandmother, my mother's mother, they supported her in this. And as she went along each year, working during the year, teaching school, because you could teach then with 2 years of college, she would go back in the summer. She persevered. And that has made me want to, not want to, it made me persevere to complete different tasks that I had to do in my life. Many times we have problems sometimes not able to do what we need to do to be able to work. And we have to keep working at those things that will help us do a better job. And that's what I did. And I would think about how hard it must have been for her to do what she did in order to get her degree. So that to me was a woman who did what she had to do to make life better for her family, her girls, her son. Also, there was another family member, my grandmother, my mother's mother. She had to persevere in a different sort of way. She had 5 boys, and then she had girls. But after the last girl was born, her husband died. And she had, from the age of 45, I think it was, from then on until she died at 95, to take care of herself, her children that were left at home, and she had to take care of some grandchildren along the way. She persevered, and each Saturday night, she would insist on taking her bath, rolling up her hair, getting ready for church on Sunday. And when she was there in the morning, I would look around at her and ask her, oh, she looks so pretty now, because at home she had that apron on and her hair tied up, and she would be working around the house doing all that had to be done. But on that Sunday morning, she looked beautiful. She was a phenomenal woman as well. So I mentioned my mother. I mentioned my grandmother. But there is another woman that I want to emphasize today even more so. Her name was Miss Willie Lou Mack. Miss Willie Lou Mack was a member of the church where I attended, and Miss Willie Lou Mack was sort of a stout woman, but when she put on that troop leader outfit, boy, oh boy, she looked real important, and she was important. And those boys would walk behind her. I can see her now going out the street with those boys. They were marching behind Miss Willie Lou Mack, going to do some volunteer work somewhere, because she would always line them up with something to do in the community. Miss Willie Lou Mack took those boys on camping trips. She would make sure that they had the right outfit, because she would get used outfits from the others, make sure all of her boys had uniforms. She would just do everything for those Boy Scouts. She was the first African-American troop leader in our town. And she was the first troop leader, African-American troop leader, who had Boy Scouts that ended up being Eagle Scouts. I remember there were 3 boys from our church who were the first 3 African-American. She was a phenomenal lady because she made sure that the best was for those boys. And I can look at her picture now and see how proud she was to be their troop leader. She later brought others in, but she was the most outstanding troop leader that the city had, and they knew it too. I don't recall her getting an award like they do these days for being outstanding troop leader, but I know she deserved it. But she was a person who came to do the Boy Scout and make it what it should have been for the community. Mrs. Willie Lou Mack, she had that name that would ring when anyone would hear it. They knew what she stood for. She stood for those Boy Scouts. You might know some people in your community while you were growing up who stood out for you. It might have been that you were taught how to sew. You might have been taught how to sing. You might have been taught how to study. You might have been taught how to pray. Oh, there's so many things women have done for us as we have come along. And they are the phenomenal women in our communities. We don't have to look in books and say somebody was so famous, they did this and that, which is good that we know about them. But we need to look around us and look at the women that made a difference in your life, in the community's life, and in your life to make you a better person. There was a quote that Maya said that I thought was very interesting, and I wanted to share that with you. She said, "What seems to be a kind of vibration rising in me is from having called on spirit, having called on God to fill me, and I'm enthusiastic, I'm up, I'm doing, I am believing, I am trying, I am falling, I'm losing, I'm finding. It's all right." What about us? What are we calling on? Are we calling on the Spirit? Are we calling on God to fill you? Without that, men and women would not have been phenomenal. You have to have God in your life. You have to trust him, as I mentioned in my first session. Trust the Lord with Proverbs chapter 5, verse chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. Without that, we cannot make it. We sometimes think we are smart enough because we've gone to school, colleges, and universities, but we have to call on God to direct our path so that we will be what he wants us to be, not what we think we ought to be, but what he wants us to be. As before, I asked you, didn't ask you, but I'll ask you now again, who is a great woman that you have met? Well, like I said before, greatness is all around us, and we have to acknowledge it. There are some other great women out in the world. I met Maya Angelou many years ago. I was impressed with her. I read the poem. I thought to myself, You have to do a whole lot of stuff to be phenomenal. But as I thought and thought about this, I remember that every woman, even Maya, did not start off thinking that she could do anything much. But like I said again, she trusted God and he directed her path. He directs our path. He directs my grandmother's path, my mother's path, and aunts and uncles, aunts and cousins as well. I do hope that we, especially as African American women, begin to look at people around us and be appreciative of what they have done, because they too are phenomenal. Do you have any questions or comments, listeners?
I have one comment. I was thinking as you were speaking, and I went back to your subtitle, "Woman Cry, Bring Light."
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Bob Marley, that was part of one of his songs. And reality is, if it had not been for woman, I wouldn't be here. Neither
That's
would you.
Right. That's
and
right.
So from that perspective, every woman is a phenomenal woman because of what the Creator, how the Creator created them for that purpose. And whenever you just stop and think about it, and you will see how women, and even in the church, as you mentioned, if it had not been for a woman, we wouldn't be talking about Jesus. Because who was there with him all the way? It was women. The women were there.
Mm-hmm.
And where were the men? They were somewhere hiding out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think about all the things, and even the little things. And even when your child is in deep trouble, the mother is still speaking positive over their lives.
Yeah.
And that's just amazing. It's amazing how, and being a crisis responder, just to see the number of women who are crisis responders, I'm not talking about police officers, trained crisis responders. When a disaster occurs, they're ready to go. And it's just amazing that nurturing and caring capacity that the Creator placed in woman, how he uses it.
Yes.
That,
as you said, woman is the reason that we have people in the world, more people. Because that was the purpose of woman, to bring children to the world. Man couldn't bring them in. Woman, only one. And it's not easy to bring a child into the world either. But that's the only way that they can get it.
I'm going to put it this
man
way.
Man cannot make it. Excuse me.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I had to bring them in the world after going through that experience with my wife, the world would have ended with me. It wouldn't have been no more.
I know it would have been no more if woman had been made.
That's
and
right.
I said this, young man, I'll say this. That's why we are called one man, because we came from man. The first woman came from man. So that's why man is one man.
Well, you're right. That is true.
Maya said, I take nothing for granted, including the heavy privilege of being a woman. She said, a black woman. I too am black, African American, and that is a privilege to be. I'm so grateful that I am, because I wouldn't have had the experiences I've had in my life if I had not been.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true. And whenever I think about it, oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Is there anyone else? I don't want to be monopolizing the discussion to respond.
All right, you can go on.
No, I was just thinking about the role that the black woman has played in this society and doesn't get credit for it. Whenever they were both for the white race as well as their own race, they had the dual role of caring for the white baby along with caring for her baby. And I just can't imagine if how they juggle things to make sure that there was enough food. If they were breastfeeding the white baby while they were there at work to make sure there was enough food for her child when she got home. I hadn't thought about that until you started talking today.
Yes, from slavery, we black women had to carry their children on their back, do the work that they had to do in the field, and then come in and take care of the owners of the slaves' children. And then through the years of lynching, worrying about their children, their husbands. And today, we still have to be worried about our men and our children in this world. All over the world, women are worried, are concerned about their children, their husbands. We see them on the TV, on the news, where so much is happening all across the world. And so much is happening here in the United States, where we live, or where I live. So we have a lot to be thankful for, because without us, in many instances, that which was took place that moved us forward, women, black women, was behind it. And they were phenomenal, but their names, not many of their names, have been noted. We have.
Well, that's true.
They did some of the hard work behind the doors that were closed. They did not get the credit, though, doing the work. They were keeping the men strong. They were encouraging them. They were cooking for them, cleaning behind them, getting their clothes so they could look presentable when they went out. Yes. Yes. So much. Any more comments, young man?
Well, my other comment was that if we look at it, my mama was a phenomenal lady, a woman, because all the things she gave birth to a phenomenal male. And whenever you look at it in terms of the things that I, and I'm not bragging, but I can only talk about me and not get angry at me if I say something wrong. I graduated from an all-minority school, elementary, high school, and went to HBCU, graduated from there, went on and had high-powered jobs in Washington, D.C., in both district and in the federal government. And then was in one of the large churches in the conference that I was in. I had a significant role in there of providing spiritual guidance and direction for the congregation who didn't look like me, but I understood what my calling was, and I responded accordingly. And then as the coordinator for the Baltimore Police Department chaplaincy program, that was 3,600 police officers and their families and non-uniform employees. The Holy Spirit allowed me to be in there to provide spiritual guidance and direction for them without being prejudiced. And I had to sit with officers who in the line of duty had to discharge their weapon and take a life. Well, I sit with them and was not being judgmental. I sit with them and help them to process what just took place so that they could be at peace with themselves. And or if they recognize that they need some additional counseling. So, you know, it's been a journey. And it was that phenomenal lady, a woman, that birthed me, that the Creator was able to use me to do the things that he's done through me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was through her cry. I'm sure there was some tear when when you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there was some tears when I gave birth to my children, my four children. And, but the glory that came from those children, and I'm sure your mother feels that glory that came from you being her child, that she is very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes she act like a bus here.
Yeah. They will never forget, no matter what, how important you are to their life. You make children make mothers happy as they grow and become who they are in the world, be able to sustain themselves, help others, and it's just remarkable what that does for a mother.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
I see you have another caller. Let's see, be quiet and see if they have any comment.
Praise God.
Hello.
Sister Nichols, I believe. I really enjoyed this program. As you were talking, and Apostle Armstrong was talking about the phenomenal woman also in his life, I recall my grandmother, who wasn't a high achiever. However, she was very spiritual and very strong. She was I say she was a phenomenal woman because of her will and her determination. Mm-hmm. I would see her struggle to make ends meet, as many of us come from African-American, being African-American. Some of us seen our parents struggle through all kind of situations. I would see her even in her down days as she was sick, and she raised at least two generations of children, hers and my mom's. And she did that without complaining. At times I would see her lack funds, finances, but somehow she struggled and she made it through. And I thank her because I have that drive and determination in me. When I I praise God for that. I often hear my family members say, "You're just like Mama. You are just like Mama." And I say, yes, I am. She had that I don't give up spirit, that will. And I accredit it to, I would see her read her Bible every evening, just sit there and read her scripture. However, and she passed on a lot of her spiritual guidance from the Lord to me. And I would sit right up under her, and I never knew why I was so drawn. As I grew up, I was drawn to a lot of elderly people around me. And I credit my strength and my determination through the many illnesses that I have encountered. I accredit that to her because I have that will to never give up. And I tell my child, I pass that down to her. And I think that's a part of us as African Americans. We've been through so much and endured so much that we pass that strength on to our generations. So, yes. Every woman has that.
Yes, every woman. Thank you so much for sharing. That has blessed me. It has blessed me because it brought memories of my other grandmother back to me. We will continue to talk about these things every week on Tuesday at 6:00. Okay. And you have encouraged me by talking, both of you, and sharing, that I will gird up and work at this each week. You have given me encouragement by sharing. Thank you so much.
Giving us encouragement. Thank you.
All right. If all minds are clear, I will say or ask either one of you to volunteer to give us a closing out prayer. If not, I will go to Elohim and thank him for this divine privilege I've had today by sharing thoughts on the phenomenal woman and how it affects, if they have affected our lives. Thank you, God, for this privilege, and I appreciate the opportunity that I've been given by Apostle Armstrong, and I do hope that I will be able to make him proud. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In the name of Jesus.
All right. Yes. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Yeah. Shalom. Yes.